I've been very excited about this production for a long time and very happy to talk about it this morning. As part of Wham! Theater's 10th anniversary season, they are presenting a powerful and thought-provoking examination of race, class, and the American education system pipeline by Dominique Morisseau. Naya, an inner-city public high school teacher, is committed to her students and desperate to give her only son opportunities they'll never have. When a controversial incident in his upstate private school threatens to get him expelled, Naya must confront his rage and her own choices as a parent. Pipeline is Dominique Morisseau's story of a mother's fight to give her son a future without turning her back on the community that made him who he is. To tell us more, we welcome Kristen Van Genhoven, Wham! Artistic Producing Director. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. I love coming here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. The director of this production is stuck in traffic, and we believe they will be here soon.
Yeah, the assistant director is stuck in traffic. The director is in Boston.
Oh, the director of the
production, Don
Assistant
Simmons.
Director of this production.
Yes,
I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Leah Russell Self, who wears a lot of hats at Wham!, and one of them was being assistant director on this project, is stuck in the same traffic that I was in on my way here, but they will be here momentarily.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, we get to chat, which I always love to do with you, Kristen.
Yes,
so
ditto.
Let us talk about, first of all, what a lovely 10th anniversary season you've had.
Yes, thank you. It's true. We should take a moment and acknowledge that. It has been a really wonderful 10th anniversary season, starting with Lady Randy in the spring, you know, a world premiere of a play by a local Berkshire playwright, female Berkshire playwright, Anne Underlund, and then going into our summer where we had our 10th anniversary gala and our elder ensemble and teen ensemble creating this wonderful piece called Fractured Dreams and having an intergenerational ensemble like that. And then coming into Pipeline, it's a really wonderful way to celebrate our first 10 years and pave the way for the next decade for Wham!, for sure.
I talk about this occasionally with groups when they're celebrating a big anniversary, but, you know, everybody says, well, we can get past five. You know, that's good. So, 'cause so many come and go.
Absolutely.
And so to be around for 10 years, I mean, that's really great.
It is. Yeah. We're definitely patting ourselves on the back. We've worked really hard, and it's a real testament to the audiences in the Capital Region and the Berkshires and Northern Vermont and Western Mass, you know, who come out and support what we do. It's a real audience of art lovers and global citizens and social justice advocates. And so, you know, we've built a really supportive Whamily, as we call them, and they really seem to be supporting everything we do, and we're very grateful.
All in the Whamily.
We have Whamazons, Whamily.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Let me ask you, it seems to me, and it's going to seem like I'm totally setting up this question to, like, appease the jury, but let me just say, it seems to me, on paper at least, that I read about this show, I read about what it's about, I read about what it's what you're doing here, and it seems to me, oh, this fits into your mission absolutely perfectly. This is why Wham! Was created, for a production like this.
Yeah, and it's the first time that we're having we've collaborated with, we have a lot of partners on this production too,
yes,
which feels very Wham!-like as well, community collaborations. It's a co-production with the Nora at Central Square Theater in Boston, so it will be playing for a month in March in Boston. So for folks who can't catch it here, it plays till November 9th here, but for folks who can't catch it here, they can go to Boston in March. It's also a partnership with Bridge, a local social justice organization founded by Gwendolyn Hampton Van Zandt, who would have been with us today, but is busy doing a training at Greylock Federal Credit Union, one of our sponsors. And so we've partnered with Bridge right from the beginning in terms of choosing to do the play. We had a reading of the play in our Wham! Office for Gwendolyn and another one of her advocates from Bridge, and asked if she felt that this play would be of service to the cultural competency work that Bridge is doing in the community and to what she knows of the Berkshires. And she said heartfelt yes, and we decided in that moment to partner. And it's a really unique partnership because they've been involved in auditions, in rehearsals, in selecting designers and actors, and we've been involved in creating a study guide, working on workshops at schools, and creating a curtain speech together. They've curated this really phenomenal post-show talkback series. So it really feels like a civic and an arts institution as a civic institution being a spoke in the wheel of the larger cultural competency work going on in our community.
This idea of partnerships is so important, isn't it? Because it helps with the burden of otherwise it's all on your shoulders, and there's probably much more getting done than if it was just one entity doing it. But it also gives other audiences the opportunity. It gives the actors a little, you know, they'll get to work longer, which is always good.
Yes.
and it helps people come together and give more heft to a production as it works its way through the system.
Yeah, everything you say is very true. All of that is definitely true. It's wonderful to give the artists a long contract like that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to have a partnership with different organizations. What we've found, and this is our third co-production at WAM, is it's more work on the front end because there's lots of details and things to figure out. It is much more impactful and gratifying, and it takes a lot of time in the process part of it. And I do believe that this is really the future of arts institutions and, you know, collaborations and working together. There's so many co-productions. People are really wanting to work together or do rolling premieres. And ultimately, I think that means that we will produce less because the process of these sorts of community collaborations, to do them well, to really focus on doing them intentionally in the way that's going to have the most positive social change, requires time and reflection and conversation and relationship building. And those are all things that require time.
So is that good? I can't tell.
Yes.
From your, I mean, if of doing less. I mean,
yes.
it seems, I mean,
don't you want to do less, Joe?
Well, we all want to do less,
exactly.
But we also think of, if you're doing a theater, you know, if you're a theater that you want to
yes.
do, you know, a jam-packed season and get all of that stuff. So that by
yeah.
doing less, are we on the radar as much? Are people going to forget about us? We're doing this production, you know, so you
yeah.
have all that stuff to worry about. But,
yep.
And maybe you weren't worried about it and I just brought it up and I
know
that's
no,
the case.
No,
I'm sorry.
All of us in the American theater are worried about that.
But I would think, yeah, so it is, it's the old adage of quality over quantity.
Yes, exactly. And these are questions that we're having across American theater. We're
yeah.
having them at conferences that I go to, where everyone is trying to figure out the bottom line, you know, what we need to earn in order to pay the staff, pay the artists, do shows in the way we want to do them, as well as not being hamsters on a wheel and just producing, trying to figure out how do we do things equitably inside and outside of the organization.
So let us talk about Dominique Morisot and this production and how it came on your radar.
Well, WAM feels incredibly honored to have been given the rights to this play. Pipeline is actually the fifth most produced play in America this season. And the fact that WAM got the rights to it really says a lot for us. And we do feel really honored. And Dominique, the playwright, believes in WAM's mission. She sent us a beautiful text on our opening night saying, you know, this play is a calling for her. It has a mission, and she really hopes that it brings us strength as we're producing it at WAM and at the Nora. And so it came to me in the first place where WAM's associate artistic director, Talia Kingston, read it in American Theater Magazine. The script was printed in the December issue of 2017, I believe. And so Talia brought it to me. She was just in love with it and felt that it would just be a great WAM reading. So we did it as a reading last summer in collaboration with the Clark Art Institute. And that went, you know, within the first few minutes of the reading, I turned to another WAM colleague and I said, oh, WAM has to produce this. It's such a beautiful, beautiful play. Dominique Morisot is an incredible playwright. The play is gorgeous. It's very hard to write a great play, and this is a great play. There's a reason why it's the fifth most produced play in America this year. So we just fell in love with it, and then that next step was to see with whether Bridge felt that it was a story that would resonate with our Berkshire community, that would continue to help affect the positive social change the work that they're doing in our community.
We were promising another guest, and they have arrived, and we are thrilled. Leah Russell Self is here, WAM Associate Producing Director and Assistant Director on this production. Leah? How are you?
I am doing swell. How are you this morning?
Well, we're wonderful. Sorry you got into traffic, but we're thrilled you're here.
Hey, that's life.
So let me ask, we'll let Kristen take a beverage break for a second. And let me just ask you what it's been like to work in the direction of this particular production.
Oh, my gosh. Being in the room is incredibly magical. It is truly a sense of family, a sense of community. This show is not easy to watch or easy to work on, but the amount of joy that we've just had in the room is it's indescribable. It was beautifully directed by Dawn Simmons. She really held us together and kept us digging in to community and to love and to joy, despite what's happening in the play.
Six actors, 90 minutes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what is it? Tell us a little bit about the story and how it unfolds. Who would like to do that? They're both looking. There's a stare down going on.
Well, you know, it's a story of a mother and a son is ultimately what drew Wham to it in the first place. You know, the tagline is it's a powerful and thought-provoking examination of race, class, and the American education system. And that's certainly true. And that's, you know, the through line of what prompted Dominique, what inspired Dominique Morisseau to write it. But for us, it really is a play about a mother and a son.
Yeah, and it's about these unseen biases that we have in our everyday life, and we get to see the true impact of what it means to these young teenagers in the school system, as well as their parents trying to fight for them, to just have space and be kids and be humans.
It helps us understand, and somebody said this at a talk back the other day, that the two young characters in the play, Omari, the main character, and his girlfriend Jasmine, they actually end up being our teachers in this play, because they know exactly what's going on with the systems of oppression around them that are, you know, and that they are living the consequences of those systems. And they spend the play teaching us about those and getting us to kind of take our blinders off and understand, you know, their actions are a consequence of the unconscious bias in schools or that we walk around with every day. And like Leah said, they actually do it with there's Dominique Morisseau lays out the play. It starts with laughter. There's so much joy in the community that Dawn created in the room spills out onto the stage. You can tell that these actors really love being on stage together, mm-hmm. and it is a really magical experience.
There is a wonderful line in one of the reviews that I read that said that the play is ethically ambiguous. I love that.
Yes.
Because I enjoy, I don't want it in my own life, of course, but I do like watching it.
Wow, fascinating.
Ethical ambiguity, don't you think?
Why do you love watching it?
Because I think I think sometimes we act, and it seems in what you're describing, I have not seen the show, so I'm putting this onto it from this line that I read. But it seems to me as though these opportunities that people have where they often think they're doing the right thing, and they believe they're doing the right thing, or they're doing what is expected of them, and it may not be the right thing, but they feel it's the right thing, or it's the thing that they feel at that moment they have to do. And the fact that we question that and look at it and that it's discussed, I think, theatrically is fascinating to watch.
Yeah, I can see and hear ethically ambiguous for this play. I think Dominique Morisseau does a brilliant job at writing this, showing us the complexities and hard choices that this family has had to make to both, one, split up and being in different mindsets about whether it's best to be within community or to have more upward mobility, which is a very prevalent question in the Black community that we get to see played out on stage, which is not common whatsoever, to see just the depth of the struggle played out for us in real time.
Why do you think it is not more common?
Well,
because, and the only reason I asked the question is because, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, it seems in new plays that I have seen that have been around that it seems to be becoming addressed more.
Yes.
But, which is good. But it seems like those plays are filling a void that had been there.
Yes. I mean, we've spent years as a society, decades, still trying to unpack racism and racial bias. And the deeper we get into that understanding and that learning, the more we're able to see our flaws and make changes about it. It's wonderful now that we're getting plays that address this complexity that before was just blanketed over as here's black trauma because that's what the black experience right. is. But getting deeper into what that means, that there's joy within that trauma, that there's choices within that trauma, that there is more than just the plight of the poor black kid. Omari is a young man who comes from both a single mother family, as well as he has his father who's a marketing executive. That's a lot to hold within one person, and we haven't exactly gotten a chance to do that in the past because we've been so preoccupied of just giving voice to what we see the black experience being from the outside perspective. And now we're giving more space to black writers and black artists to really tell their truth. And that's why we're able to see this now.
In the relationship of presenting that story, I'm curious because you mentioned this, Kristen, about the talkback. So mm-hmm. how is, and I correct me if I'm wrong here, but I assume a predominantly white audience responding yeah. to it.
Yeah. Well, they're really, so far, really wonderfully. I mean, people self-select to come to this play. And as we know, our area is full of progressive liberals who understand that our responsibility in the race conversation is to turn the mirror to ourselves and to grow our own awareness and knowledge and figure out how we need to adjust our behaviors, speaking for myself as a white person. And our WHAM audience over the past 10 years is, you know, people are drawn to WHAM.
The WHAMily
is drawn to us because they're very engaged in those conversations. They are, they understand that it requires discomfort and that going through that discomfort is necessary to get to the other side of really building genuine community together. And so Gwendolyn Van Zandt has curated a wonderful talkback series. We've spent a lot of time thinking about the emotional labor of the artists involved and also as of the talkback speakers. And so we have a very structured format to the talkback so that we're trying to be very respectful of potential unconscious bias that you know, we've experienced in the past and that we know has happened at other theaters. And this is a time for WHAM, at least, that with Bridge, we're really trying to redefine what it looks like to do a talk back where it becomes a conversation and everyone goes away with a deeper understanding of everything that Leah just shared.
I read a fascinating piece in the New York Times several weeks ago about the slave play.
Yes.
And Aisha Harris is an op-ed columnist and a writer and editor, and talked about seeing that play as a black person. And what they did in that case was they actually had an event called a blackout where they invited, they wanted a black audience to see the play. And I think that's, I mean, that's really fascinating because,
yeah.
and then
we were talking about that the other day.
And then this yeah. person, the writer of this piece, which I just read over the weekend, and I was just so moved by it because I'm gonna see the show in a week or two, and I was fascinated because she's comparing the reactions from that black audience to the reactions from the white audience, and it's really stunning because, as you say, there's what you think. And it seems there's one part, and I don't have it in front of me, but there's one part of that piece where Aisha's talking about how when the regular Broadway audience, again, typically white, is like snickering And then during the blackout, there was no snickering. And that's really fascinating. Sad and fascinating.
Yeah. Definitely agreed on having both of those feelings. I think it just comes from this wide breadth of misunderstanding, of centuries of misunderstandings about each other and horrible preconceived notions, that now we're like really starting to have an opportunity to have a full Black audience for these Black shows. And you get to, the audience gets to react in the same ways that us in, as Black artists in rehearsals have reacted to the work and seen the micro affirmations.
The fascinating part about that to me, though, is that it's so important that the work be done. It's so important that the work, but it's not the divide. And this is why I'm so glad that the talkback exists, because the divide, then you need to have that explanation, or not explanation, but you need to have that discussion as to why there is this divide and how audiences are seeing this different for it to change, right?
Yeah, we need to have the moment where white people really realize that the default is always white still.
Yeah.
And that is something that everyone is, you know, in a way, we're like, really? We're just figuring that out now? But some people are just figuring that out now. Yeah. And, you know, we had a big conversation after the first preview, because we are having a more diverse audience for this. We've got, you know, with our partnership with Bridge and with just doing this particular play, we have, a more diverse audience that is self-selecting to come and see this story. And we were talking about the laughter and with the director, Don Simmons, and saying, you know, what do you think? Because in Boston, you know, potentially we could have a blackout night. We talked about that. We think it's probably too late for the Berkshire run. Mm-hmm. But they did one in Boston. Don Simmons, the director, is this extraordinary woman who runs two companies in Boston, one called Stage Source and one called Front Porch Collective. And with Front Porch Collective, they created...
What you need to do is get another theater company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Add one to your...
Yeah. So, you know, I do think that it... We talked a lot about that laughter. And Gwendolyn, in the poster conversation series, had a moment of saying, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we laugh. And the best possible outcome is that if somebody in the audience laughs, they then have that moment of going, so... Why did I laugh at that moment? What are the assumptions that I hold within myself that made me want to laugh in that moment? And was that appropriate, really?
Well, I'm very thankful that you all are doing this beautiful work and presenting it for the community and for the audience at large. It is Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau. It is running at at WHAM through November 9th at the Elaine Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. You can find out all about it by going to whamtheater.com. Theater spelled the correct way, T-R-E. WHAM, W-A-M, whamtheater.com. Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau through November 9th. Kristen Van Genhoven and Leah Russell Self, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for the beautiful work. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.